digital media.
In a decade, in Austria and southern Germany, roads have been blocked and ski resorts cut off. More snow is forecast over the weekend, although it's not expected to be as heavy as previously seen. Thomas Hager is a ski guide in Zell am See in Austria, and I asked him what conditions were like there.
Everything is calming down since today. The last few days it was quite dry. Yeah, it was snowing a lot, and a few avalanches went off here in the Alps. Where I am here, nothing much happened besides a lot of snow. And the rescue teams with the avalanches, they did actually a great job. Our neighbor village from Zell am See, Salbach Hinterglemm, they were locked down because there were risks around the road that avalanches would come down. So they locked Salbach off 2 days. So people couldn't get in or out of Salbach.
And how long have you been in that area?
I was born here.
You were born there, right. So have you ever seen snow, as much snow as you're seeing now?
When I was a child, nearly every year was like this now, like the last 2 years. So last year and this year were very good concerning the snow, but the years before were not good. But about 30 years ago, it was actually the norm. The norm that it snowed a lot. I think they're making a big, big thing now. Of course, now it was really a lot of snow in a short time. And that produced, of course, a few avalanches. And the no-risk mentality of the people nowadays, no risk, no fun, makes that risk higher of avalanches. Years ago, people were more decent. They didn't go so much off-piste. And nowadays, lots of avalanches are caused by people who shouldn't be off-piste.
Right.
Because,
Do you think that's maybe because in previous years, you say the last couple of years, you know, you've got much heavier snowfall, but maybe people are used to being able to go off-piste and it being safer because the snowfall hasn't been as heavy?
No, I wouldn't say that. No. But because of... People can buy nowadays airbags, so a rucksack with an airbag and they've got the avalanche transceivers. That was more for insiders years ago. Yeah? And nowadays they think if they've got all that avalanche risk stuff along, nothing will happen. Yeah? That's my opinion. And they just like to go off-piste. It's the same on, very similar on the sea. You don't see the danger of an undercurrent. And the same is here in the snow. The snow looks so calm, looks so nice. And the people just dare to go off-piste and try to get that kick.
So they think because they've got all of that kit that makes them safe, which clearly isn't the case, is it?
Yeah, most occasions, or in a lot of occasions, it makes them safe. But if you've got an airbag in your rucksack, it's like a parachute. You have to pull. And if people get in panic, they don't always pull. You know, they forget they're in panic, forget pulling. And it's not 100, that's the safest for the moment. You need to have a shovel along. You need to have a probe along if you go off this. And my opinion, people should use the airbag. That's the safest. Mm. But it's also not a guarantee that you will survive. You know, it's a 90% guarantee, but there are always things which could go wrong.
Have you tried to talk, Thomas, have you tried to talk people out of going off-piste in the past?
Of course. And do they listen? They listened. I'm not sure if they followed that order, you know. They listened when I told them because I try to scare them a bit. Because I also, myself, I don't take people off piste if it's not really safe. You know that the most avalanches go off in an angle between 30 degrees and 50 degrees. And anyhow, you have to be a good skier or a good snowboarder to ski that terrain. Below 30 degrees, it's not dangerous. And above 50 degrees, it's also not dangerous because most times the avalanches go off by themselves.
Now, have you ever been in a situation where you've been off-piste and there's been an avalanche?
When I was a child, I came in a little avalanche, yes. I came in a little one, but I could get out. I could ski off. I felt the pressure of the snow coming. I heard the sound. You hear sounds like a drum, like a boom, a whoop. Then suddenly the snow starts moving, and I was lucky, and I could ski out. But I have to admit it was a little one, yeah. But otherwise, no. Since then, I take good care, and I don't go off piste in most occasions.
There's a man you want to listen to. He survived an avalanche. Thomas Hager, ski guide in Zillamsee in Austria, talking to me earlier. Claire McDonnell with you on 5 Live. We have team talk on the way, a roundup of everything that's happened in the football world over the last week. We're going to be joined by Carl Walker and Connor McNamara, both standing by. Let's get the headlines now on 5 Live.
On digital, BBC Sounds, smart speaker and online.
This